commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Wausau City leaders want to make an example out of David Robb. He's a landlord, and at least one of his units is in disrepair. There are numerous code violations in the apartment that Jennifer Martz rents from him. Sewage is leaking, wires are exposed, and repairs had not been made. The case of Robb versus Martz was the first to go through Wausau's Renters Abatement Program. Under that local ordinance, renters can bring complaints against their landlord, and the city gets to decide the punishment, including a refunding of rent for particularly bad situations. In this case, the example for renters and the warning for bad landlords, Martz got a 90% refund for 1 month. And, for good measure, the city is taking the case in front of a municipal judge and is asking for $50,000 worth of fines for code violations. They say they are willing to drop some of the fines if the landlord enters into an agreement to make repairs immediately. This system is out of kilter. Let's start with some truths. No one should live in squalor. Renters should have redress against slumlords. But there are other inconvenient truths. The city has a rent abatement program only because the city doesn't have enough building inspectors and has been very slow, or even negligent, in inspecting rundown rental properties. And a final truth, a renter shouldn't get to live somewhere for free or at a city-ordered discount just because there are some problems with their apartment. The situation that Miss Martz lived in sounds horrible. I mean, imagine the stench from backed-up sewage. Imagine the safety risk from exposed live wires. She has every right to complain, first to the property owner and then to the city. And shame on the landlord if repairs weren't made like they should be. But Miss Martz did have a roof over her head last month. She did have a place to come home to and eat and sleep. So suppose her rent is $500. She would have nowhere to lay her head for $50. So despite those poor living conditions, the city is arbitrarily giving her too much of a break. And, not knowing anything about Miss Martz, most people live in rundown or poorly maintained apartments because they're bad renters or because they're poor. When a building's in disrepair, the starting point is to look at the people who have lived there. And the rent abatement system sends the message that bad renters can get discounts if they complain about their landlords. Now, if I were in the same situation, renting a property where repairs didn't happen, I would withhold my rent. I tell my landlord that I'm putting the money, the full amount, into escrow, and I'll release it to him when the place is fixed up. Then I'd go to City Hall and complain to the building inspector and be insistent that they take a look around my place. I'm not about to let a bad landlord off the hook. He should pay a conditional fine for the full amount, $50,000, due and payable at City Hall unless the repairs are made in 2 weeks. That is a better alternative than the cockeyed live-here-for-free system that the city has set up.